tonight. Our 10-minute speaker is Derek P. from San Diego.
My name is Derek, and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is July 26th, 2011. I have a sponsor. He's Larry, and my home group is Cedar Street Men's. So I grew up here in San Diego, pretty normal family. Both my parents are in the program, and were very open about it with me. They told me about, you know, them being involved in Alcoholics Anonymous and their history with it. And so, you know, I would look at them, and they're both successful and, like, do well. And my image of an alcoholic was skewed from that point, you know, because I always imagined it was somebody, you know, on the streets, brown paper bag, you know, the stereotypical thing. And so growing up, I didn't think there was much problem with being an alcoholic. And so I had a normal childhood. I went to a good school. I played baseball, played all kinds of sports, but there was always something missing. Like, I always felt like there was some void inside me, like it was never enough, no matter how well I did in school, no matter how well I did at athletics. It just wasn't good enough. And so I grew up with this hole inside me, and at 14 years old, I took my first drink, and that hole was immediately filled. And I proceeded to chase that first drink for the next 11 years of my life. And, you know, so I continued playing baseball in high school and drinking and partying and doing all that stuff. And, you know, consequences started to occur. I'm a blackout drinker. I drink until the point where I'm completely incoherent, because that's where I want to be when I'm drinking. I don't want to recall anything. I don't want to deal with reality. When I'm drinking, that's my goal, is to escape reality and escape who I perceive myself to be and who you guys perceive me to be. And so junior year, I was kicked off the baseball team because of my drinking and partying. And, you know, I absolutely love baseball. And when that was taken away from me, I decided to dedicate my life to, you know, alcohol and the other substances that I was doing. And, you know, because of the way I did drink, you know, blacking out all the time, I discovered some outside issues that would allow me to, you know, stay awake and, like, drink the way I wanted to drink. And, you know, I narrowly graduated high school, and my parents were becoming increasingly concerned with my drinking. And the first meeting I think I actually went to during my drinking career, I was like 17, and you know, I couldn't relate at all. I was like, oh, I'm not one of you guys. I just enjoy doing this. You know, I want to drink. And you know, so I started working after high school and going to community college, and you know, I couldn't maintain any kind of personal relationship. Every girl that I was with would leave me because of my drinking and partying. You know, I couldn't hold down jobs. I was getting fired, you know, and all these consequences. I was wrecking cars. And my life was spiraling pretty far out of control. And for a certain period of time, I was able to bring it all together for a little bit, control it. And, you know, I transferred to Chico State because I was running away. You know, I figured, you know, San Diego's my problem, so I'm going to go to Chico State, you know, to get it under control, you know, go figure. And so I went up there, and I discovered some outside issues that made it so where I didn't have to drink. You know, it would completely numb me out to the point where I got when I was drinking, and so I didn't find it necessary to drink. And that pretty much consumed my life for the next 4.5 years to, you know, end up being homeless and going in and out of jail. And, you know, I ended up going to rehab. I had a series of events up at school. I had some friends die, and was scared into asking for some help, and called my parents and let them know what was going on. And they were willing to help me out. And I came back down and went into a 28-day treatment program. Was all gung-ho at first, and You know, I'm a master manipulator. Like, I'm the rehab all-star. Like, everybody is there. Like, this guy has got it. You know, he is on top of his game. You know, like, he knows what's going on. And, you know, I proceeded to start drinking, like, right when I got into the parking lot. I had my drug dealer pick me up from the rehab. You know, that was like a trend for the next 2 years of my life. I would go out and do what I wanted to do, rob, cheat, steal, and, you know, use those outside issues, and then go run into rehab. You know, the heat would get turned on enough from the parents, and I would go to rehab and, you know, show that I wanted to change, you know, convince my mom to let me come back home, and I'd go back home. And, you know, three weeks later, I'd be getting kicked out and then going back out on another run for 4 months. And, you know, so eventually I got into some legal trouble. And, you know, I wanted to change at this point, but I wasn't willing to do the work. You know, I wanted to stop drinking and doing those outside issues, but I wasn't willing to accept this way of life, the steps. And I was in a recovery home, and I was completely miserable at like 45 days sober. You know, I hadn't taken a drink. I hadn't done any work. You know, I played sober softball, worked out, like hung out with girls, went to dinners, you know, did all these fun things. And I hated my life. I could not live with myself. And so I proceeded to go out and drink. And and I got kicked out of that treatment program. My mom let me come home for about a week, and then she had had enough because she said, I just can't do this anymore. And so she kicked me out, and I was living on the streets for the next month and a half. And, you know, at this point, I thought, I knew the outside issues were a problem, but I still, like, was holding on to that idea that I could drink. And so for that month and a half, I was drinking whiskey all day, every day. Like, that is what consumed me. Like, my whole day was revolved around getting money to get another bottle and get as drunk as I possibly could, as quick as I could. And eventually, I had the moment of clarity. I was sitting in a park drinking, and nobody would pick up my phone call. My family wouldn't pick up my phone call. My friends, I had nobody to turn to. And I finally realized that, like, everybody else was right. You know, I am an alcoholic. Like, I was the last one to find out I was alcoholic. Like, everybody else knew. But, like, me, it took me, you know, forever to find out, you know. Everybody told me I was a scumbag. Like, I didn't raise you to be this way. And, you know, it hit me. And so I called my sponsor, and he came and picked me up. And let me detox on his couch for a few days, and I got to go up to the Freedom Ranch. And up there, you know, I got busy. Started working the steps, and, like, the first step, like, for years I knew my life was unmanageable, but I didn't understand how I was powerless over alcohol, because I always was like, well, I wanted to drink, so how am I powerless, you know? But I wasn't willing to look at the times when I'd wake up in the morning after wrecking my car and being like, I'm never doing that again. And 3 days later, I'm doing the same thing. And so I was finally able to understand how I am powerless. Like, when I have the most sincere desire to quit drinking, I will drink. Like, on that last month and a half I was drinking, I'd wake up in the morning and be like, I'm not doing this today. And by 9 o'clock, I'd be drunk. And so, you know, I worked the steps and stayed up there for 6.5 months and transitioned into a sober living. And, you know, I've just jumped into the middle of the herd. Like, I've got a commitment at every single meeting I go to. I work with newcomers. I reach my hand out to them. And, you know, I just do AA. Like, luckily my sponsor's really active, and so I have a good example of what I should be doing in Alcoholics Anonymous. And, you know, today my life is completely different. I have a job that I go to every single day. I'm on time. They actually trust me today. And I used to work for that employer. Like, I actually got the job back after making amends to that employer. They called me up a month later and said, would you like to come back to work? And, You know, that's just some of the blessings of this program. But, like, the most important thing for me is, like, you know, I don't wake up every single day, like, wanting a drink. You know, when I'd wake up and, like, the first thought would be, like, how am I going to get booze? How am I going to get my bag, you know, to feel okay? Like, I don't have that. I wake up with a certain amount of peace, and it's not like that every day. Like, some days I do live in fear, and it's hard to make it through the day, but the good thing is I have a solution today to deal with those feelings, and you know, I'm really grateful to be sober. It's definitely been a good journey over this short year, and thank you very much.